Blog Talk Radio. to everyone that's a mother, has a mother, or would like to be a mother, happy Mother's Day. Oh, my goodness. I had such an awesome time on yesterday, or the pre-Mother's Day. So we're going to go ahead and turn the program over to Minister Sheila so that she can pray for us and pray with us for this wonderful Mother's Day. And I'll give everyone an opportunity to say whatever they want to say about mothers and share a scripture about mothers, whatever they want, before I get into today's Mother's Day program. Minister Sheila, are you ready to pray?
Good morning. And thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God, Father. And I thank you for this day. And thank you to bless all the mothers of this world today, the past ones, the present ones, and the future ones, to bless them with the knowledge, the love, the care, and the faith to know that you are blessing us all to be the mother and to teach us the way we should mother our children. Lord, I give honor to you for blessing us with this day, another day, a call, a birthday. For each day of life that you grant us, it's another new day. It's another day to learn and to praise and to ask your teachings and your knowledge and your leadership and show us the way that we can live to better ourselves, to please and to honor you. Lord, I thank you for Apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, Prophet Antoine Thomas, Pastor Troy Thomas, Minister Brandon Kaiser, Minister Lawrence Seaberry, Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright, Minister Margaret McCullough, Missionary Linda Handy, and Tony Montgomery, and Dr. Serena Wright. Lord, I give all my love, and I doubt the understanding that the devil is trying to break my faith, no matter what he puts upon me. Into this world, I know we all should know to try to break our faith. Do not work with all, but Lord, I bless your name and ask you to help the ones to understand to don't break your faith no matter what you're going through, hardship, finance, family-wise, within yourself, on your job, in your neighborhood, no matter what, to put the hands into you. Put our lives into your hands, Lord, forgive me, to know that we are all your sons and daughters. We are your children, excuse me, and to bless us all and to let us know the knowledge. I ask you to bless our sons, my daughters, my sisters, my brothers, my grandsons, my granddaughters, my nieces, my nephews. I ask you to bless my bloodline family and also my spiritual family. But Lord, I ask you to bless my family of the world to let us know we are all one people. No matter what your color is, your religion, your sex, no matter what, we are all one under God. We are all sisters and brothers. We are his sons and daughters that need to go up under his leadership, to ask him for his guidance, to break all this ugliness that the devil is trying to bring into this world, to corrupt the earth that God made for us to live. Lord, bless this government to let them know you are here to serve all people, not some people, to break the ugliness of this law that they choose to dishonor people due to their color or their sex, but because it's not the way they want, but they need to know we are all to be treated and serve the right way. The Lord God, I just thank you. And I thank you for the blessings of life. And I thank you for all that you have done for me and my family. And I thank you for blessing me through a mother, Miss Lula Mae Kaiser Seaberry. Lord, I thank you for blessing us through Miss Molly, our grandmother that blessed us with the world of great leadership, the great daughters and sons to help raise their offspring, to let us know that we are God's children no matter what we're going through. It could always be worse. Some don't understand. No matter what it is, God can show you the way. you just wait on God to rush it, you can miss all your good blessings. But, Lord, I thank you for my mom. I thank you for letting me bless with her to let us know that God is the way, not the ugliness that the devil was trying to trick us into. But, Lord, I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you for blessing us all for this day and to wish us all and to understand we are all here and we are God's children. We need to honor our Father and the Son, Christ Lord Jesus, to take us through all our trials and tribulations. God, I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you. Possibly let Dr. Cecilia Kaiser or to whoever that might want to come here now and give your testimony of life that God has blessed us through. The lines are on you. It's open.
Amen. Yes, please share your scriptures, share your testimonies, your tribute to your mothers at this time. The lines are open. It's all about the moms today, so go right ahead.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you all so much for tuning in to Blog Talk. This is Minister Sylvia Kaiser. I'm so sorry for sounding tired because on yesterday I enjoyed myself along with Apostle Elect Cecilia Kaiser and our first cousin, Diane. We had not been able in our lifetime to hang out with our cousin, but we did yesterday. And I thank God for the awesomest time we had. We drove up to be with Apostle Elect and just hang out with her and go eat. And I thank God for that time of fellowship to give us time for laughter. Because how many of us know that laughter is medicine to the heart? We laughed. We had a good time. We enjoyed ourselves. We talked about so much. And I thank God for that opportunity that we had to share with one another and get a chance to greet each other. I want to say I thank God for the scripture of Exodus 20 and 12. I was thinking about so many scriptures, but I thank God for that was the first thing my mom taught me growing up, was to honor thy mother and thy father, even though it's Mother's Day. But with the father, he was the provider of the seed that produced me and my sisters. And I thank God for that, that she taught us to honor our mother. She taught us how to love her. She taught us how to just respect her. She taught us how to want to be a mother and how to be a mother, to be understanding and to know that each and every one of your children, not only do you give them their own name, but you deal with them on their own spiritual and natural level. Because even twins are born different. I thank God for what she taught us. She taught us to fear the Lord with all our heart, to love the Lord with all of our heart, to serve the Lord with all of our heart. And no matter what you're going through, she taught us how to call on him, depend on him. She taught us how to want to be the best we could be. It's so much I can say. But I thank God for my mom. I thank God for the song that Pastor Shirley Caesar made, I Remember Mama. There's so much I can say about my mom. I miss her so. She's been gone since April of 97, but it still seems like yesterday. And for those that don't have a mom, I'm not saying that it gets easier. All it does is get to the point that you begin to reminisce and say, as long as I live, and I bring up and I think about my mom and I carry my mom, she still lives within me. She still lives within the earth realm because I don't let her spirit and her teaching die. Because I tell people, my mom said this, my mom said that, my mom taught me this, my mom taught me that. I thank my mother for teaching me how to love myself, even though nobody else is there, to love myself. I thank God for my sisters. I thank God for all of my new, they're not my daughter-in-laws. They're my nieces that my nephews brought in. They married their wives. I thank God for Michaela. I thank God for Raven, and I just thank God for passing the test to even love them, accept them, because you know that sometimes as a mother, whether it's your child or your family member's wife, it's hard to accept them. You all know what I mean by that. I thank God for being a mother of my son, who I dedicated back to God when he was a little baby. He was newborn. And I said, God, whatever you do, give him wisdom, give him love, and give him the want to love you as well as to love me. I thank God for taking on the spirit of my mom when it comes to her children to teach them. The greatest gift I can give you is the knowledge of God, and I thank God for my mom. I will go on and on and on, but I'm going to end it right there and just say, I remember Mama, and happy Mother's Day to my sisters and everyone else that's listening in. Amen.
Thank you. Is there anyone else? If not, go ahead, ma'am.
Good morning, women of God, and all those who are listening. I thank God for another Sunday. I thank God for another Sunday to be able to listen to and learn and be fed by this ministry that God has given to my first cousins and my sisters in Christ. God is merciful and loving and has blessed all of us to have strong and dedicated mothers who have sacrificed for us and given us the knowledge to grow in his grace. And I'd just like to just talk a little bit about my mother, Orin Andrews Seabury, who married into a family and found a true home, a place of acceptance, and a place to learn about God in a new and real way. I'd just like to share with you one of her favorite scriptures that she gave to us in Mark 11:22. Have faith in God. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. That was her scripture. That was her life. That was her testimony. She lived that thing before us. She lived that. She showed us what sacrificial love really means. And she taught us to have faith, to believe God and to pray to him no matter what, to believe him and to know he is always there for us. And my mother's love continues to strengthen me, continues to help me to have faith and to say it to the mountains in my life, to be moved and to remember how important our words are, because we shall have whatsoever we say. I leave that to you and thank my mother for living the life before us. Be blessed, women of God, and all those listening, have faith in God. Amen and amen. Thank you.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Minister Sylvia, thank you, Minister Margo, for such strong scriptures for us to stand on and to live by, and those awesome testimonies about your mom. I want to give someone else an opportunity. So I'm going to pause for a moment before I start the program off today with what I've been given. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and get started. I guess we have some people that are on that are just want to listen, and you know that is always okay. I thank God for you, for every listener, for every person that's a part of Smile3E, everyone that partners with us, everyone that prays for us, and everything that you do. First, I want to pray for all mothers. We can never pray for one another enough, but I just want to pray for the bodies, their spiritual body and their natural bodies. Father God, we glorify you and we magnify you. We thank you for the mothers that have birthed us through their natural bodies and those that have birthed us in the spirit realm. We thank you for the mothers that have been mothers to their nieces, to their nephews, to their cousins, and to so many, to the various fraternal brothers and sorority sisters and Masons and various things that they were a part of. They were a mother. They were an example of a mother. We thank you for the example. My. God, there are good examples and there are bad examples. And we thank you for them both, God. We thank you for the examples, for you have given us great examples from Genesis to Revelation. So we pray for the body of Christ, the mother. We pray for their essential nervous system. We pray for cardiovascular and circulatory system. We pray for their lymphatic system. We pray for their digestive system. We pray for their reproductive system, their muscular skeletal system. God, we pray for their respiratory system. God, we pray for even the skin that you have placed on their body, God. We pray for them and we ask you to make them whole, God. Any pain, anything that's causing disruptions of the chemicals or biological things in their body, God, we ask you to bring it into balance, and that which when you said it was good, God, it was good. So cause their bodies and their central nervous systems and everything that's an organ or a blood vessel or whatever it is, God, to line up with it is good. In the name of Jesus, we know that there are so many that are young and that are old, God, that are having aches in their bodies. They're having problems in their mind. They're having problems in their heart. They're having problems in the things that they say, the things that they hear. God, we ask you in the name of Jesus, cause every orifice to line up with your word. And as Minister Margo said, we have not because we ask not. So we're asking. We're asking in agreement. We know that we have what we say. We have what we ask for. And your word says that it shall not return unto you void. So we're praying your word in the name of Jesus because we know that you're our Father, which art in heaven, and hallowed is your name. We revere your name. We count on the name of Jesus and the power in the name of Jesus. We thank you for what Minister Sheila has already prayed. We thank you for the dedication and the tribute that Minister Sylvia and Minister Margo have already given. We even thank you for those on the line and that will be listening in the archives that will pray a prayer for their mothers or them as a mother or the grandmothers or their daughters that are mothers, their aunts and their uncles that have daughters. God, we thank you in the name of Jesus. For the mothers on this day, God, we say happy, happy Mother's Day. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. What I love about God and his anointing that he has placed on every mother is that they have the ability to be a blessing. And that mother, there's adopted mothers, there's foster care mothers, there's mothers that we adopt when our mothers pass or that we grow up within the church or that we acquire even in the school system. It could be a teacher or a principal or a counselor or a coach that becomes a mother figure to so many of us. When I think about Miss Kelly, who was our volleyball coach and basketball, I mean, I could just think of Miss Johnson and the various people who they weren't my mother, but they were mother figures. When I can think of some of the cousins and aunts and uncles that helped raise us and babysat us, they were mother figures. Even though they may have not thought they were mother figures. And I thank God for those mothers that he put in our lives. And so many people have had to be a mother to their siblings when they were babysitting them, or they had to be a mother to their nieces and nephews. I say thank you for stepping up to the plate and saying, I'll do it. I'll do it willingly. And in many cases, I won't charge. Not saying that there's a reason or a problem with you charging, but I'm saying there's many who would do it with no charge. When I was in the military, God blessed me to whenever I saw a single parent, some of them weren't single parents because they weren't married. Some of them were single parents because they were biological bachelorettes because their husband was overseas or at war or at a school or whatever. And God would just tell me, help them out. Do this, do that. And I remember this one particular baby that I took care of. And the mom would always try to, you know, reimburse me and things of that sort. And I was like, no, just make sure she has this. Make sure she has that when you bring her over so that she can have all of the things she likes, whether it's a favorite doll or a favorite blanket. And I remember, and it just really has always stayed with me, I bought this little girl this particular dress. And when I bought it for her, I didn't know what it meant to her. And it reminded me of the coat of many colors. But it wasn't of many colors. But I bought it for her. And I bought her many other things, but it was this particular dress. Her mother used to have to call me to have the little girl take it off. She put her in that morning to send her to school. She thought she should wear that dress every day. And her mother would have to let her know. No, and she would always say, Stacy gave this to me. Stacy gave this to me. It meant so much to her about this dress. And so I was wondering, I said, out of all of the things that I've gotten her, God, what was it about the dress? And he reminded me of something Minister Sylvia had said earlier. He reminded me that when I bought her the dress, I allowed her to pick it. And although she was not even, she was 5 years old, although I allowed her to pick the dress, she could have picked anything she wanted, but she picked this particular dress, and she picked it because when I was looking at it, I said, oh, this is so pretty. It would look so beautiful on you. And she lit up. It was like, oh, wow, she thinks I will look beautiful in it. And so she put, and she was walking around the store, and everybody was saying how beautiful she looked in it. And she really did. And it, because she was a beautiful little girl anyway. I think she was Swedish and African, something like that. I can't remember. But I was like, okay. Whatever I told her to do, she would say, Mama, Cece said, and I realized that I was a mother figure to her. So I needed to make sure that what I told this little girl or what I did with this little girl, because she loved to go to church with me and sing in the children's choir and everything, I realized that not only did it have to line up with the word of God, it needed to line up with what her mother was teaching her. I did not try to teach her things against what her mother and father said. And even if they were teaching her something that didn't line up with my religious beliefs, I just didn't touch that. And so as I made sure that on purpose, what I said lined up with the word, it made me realize how blessed I was, as Minister Margot said. I had a family that had a bunch of mother figures, and they did not do and say things against anything my parents said. Whether I was with my aunt baby sister or my aunt's niece, it would not have mattered. Because they made sure that everything they said to us was about the word of God, and it lined up with what our parents said, or they just didn't touch it at all. And that's a blessing, to not to try to put our belief on children that are the children of someone else. Or if your beliefs line up with that person, that's even greater. And I love how God always reminds us that Jesus is the power and authority over us. He's our bread of life. He's our word made flesh. He's our candlestick in the tabernacle. He's our all-consuming light. He's our all-consuming fire. He's a fresh wind. He's everything that we need. And when you're blessed to have parents that love Jesus, somebody out there got a parent that's so busy trying to be their friend so they don't know how to be their mother. Somebody out there got a mother that's twerking with them and all this other stuff, but won't take them to church, won't talk to them about the word, won't pray for them, won't pray with them. But we had a mother. We had aunts that were mothers that lived lives that emulated people that stayed in the presence of God, people that fellowshipped with God, people that abided in the word of God, people that had true intimacy with God, people that were humble, people that had pure hearts, people that were like angels on earth. And anybody that gets offended by me calling them angels on earth, you're going to be all right. Because I realized I could have had a mother that cussed at me. I could have had a mother that beat me for no reason. I could have had a mother that was so strung out on drugs until anyone could have had their way with me. You don't understand the honor and the privilege of having a mother that knew that she had to treat me as though I was a child of God, even before I knew to be a child of God. Even when I was out there trying to run to the left and the right to, as they say, do me, my mother was still in the presence of God praying for me. My aunts were still in the presence of God praying for me. When I was in the war zone, the physical war zone, the natural war zone, I was still in a spiritual war zone because my members wanted to do this and they wanted to do that. My body wanted to do this and wanted to do that that I wasn't taught to do. But somebody was praying for me, and her name was Luther. Somebody was praying for me, and her name was Aunt Sweet. Somebody was praying for me, and her name was Aunt Baby. And not only were they praying for me, they taught their children to pray for me. So, you know, when you got sisters and aunts and cousins and stuff that might be out there and not even living the life, they still could be praying for you. And that's what I love about God. He will hear the prayers of the righteous and the unrighteous. And if you think he doesn't, how did you get saved? How did I get saved? Because I sure was not living a righteous life. So I thank God that he not only heard my prayers of every mother, every cousin, every sister, every father, But today is Mother's Day, right? So we're going to talk about the mothers. So let's talk about a few mothers in the Bible, and then we're going to get back to appreciating our natural mothers that God has given us. Eve was said to be the mother of all living things. Mm-hmm, that's what it said. Sarah was said to be a mother of the nations, you know, her and Abraham. Rebecca, she was the wife of Isaac, and everybody knows about Isaac, and everybody knows about his brother and the things that his faith went through. But Naomi, she not only was a mother, she was a mother-in-law that had such influence that her daughter-in-law, Ruth, returned to Bethlehem with her. My, my, my. Let me tell you about Moses' mother. She knew that if Pharaoh had his way, that Moses would die. Because all of the children, the male children at that, were sentenced to death. So she put Moses in a basket and left him on a riverbed. And then Moses' other mother, who was Pharaoh's daughter, adopted Moses. So not only did Moses have his natural mother, he had one that adopted him and saved his life. See, some of you all are going to save the life of somebody. You may not be their natural mother, but you're going to save their life. When you tell them, don't do this, don't do that, or you're going to look so beautiful in that. You're going to help their self-esteem, their self-confidence. You're going to help their self-identity. Because some people, they're messed up because the only person that ever told them they were beautiful was that pimp, was that gangbanger, was that person that had nothing but ill will for them. We have daughters that need to be told they're beautiful. We have nieces that need to be told they're beautiful. We have cousins that need to be told they're beautiful. It was amazing. Me and Minister Sylvia was out with our cousin, and she spent so much time talking about how beautiful the women in her family were. Even at our age, she was telling us how beautiful we were. Some people may say, whatever. No, 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 no. We didn't need to hear it, but she needed to say it. Can you imagine how that would impact someone that did not have confidence in themselves? Even in their older age, there are women that need to be told that they're beautiful. Because when they look in the mirror, they don't see what God said when he said it is good. Now, there was another mother that was gathering sticks. She was a widow. And she was gathering sticks because she was preparing for her last meal. She was overwhelmed because her husband had died. But her faith was greater than her sense of being overwhelmed. When Elijah asked her for a meal, and that meant that that last meal that she was getting ready to cook and prepare would now need to go to the prophet. It would need to go to Elijah. Do you know that this mother had faith enough to give Elijah this last meal, and she didn't have to worry about a meal ever again in life? Mothers, is that the kind of faith you have? And then we have Hannah, who was the mother of Samuel. She dedicated her son back to God and allowed him to go and be taught under a prophet. My, 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 my. Remember, you may not remember the story, but the other person, we're not going to talk about her this time, was having baby after baby, but she couldn't have a child. So God blessed her to have a son, and she still dedicated him back to God. You know, Bathsheba, she was a mother. She was one of David's wives, because Michael, I don't know, she had a few issues, Saul, the daughter. But then you have Louise, who was a steadfast mother in her faith. You know, she was the mother of Eunice. She was the grandmother of Timothy, who was one of Paul's missionaries. See, we need to know, you never know as a mother who you're going to impact. This grandmother had influence on her grandchild. Aunt on the phone, aunt on Blog Talk, you have influence as a type of mother figure on your nieces, on your nephews, and upon the world. Elizabeth was the mother of John the Baptist, the forerunner of the gospel himself, of Jesus, my God. Mary was the mother of Jesus. Now, those are those that were good examples. I have to give you a few that weren't so great. We have Herodias, who taught her daughter to be seductive and evil and to ask for the very head of the man of God on a platter. That's right. Her mother taught her to ask for John the Baptist's head. What are you teaching these children? Lot's wife was an example to her daughters, too. But she longed so much for the pleasures of the past that she turned back and looked back and turned into salt instead of following the directions of God. And her daughters had sex with their father during a drunken stupor. My goodness. And then you have Maka. She used her influence as a mother of the ruler of the king to reinstitute cultic worship of the fertility god. What are we teaching these children? And then Athaliah. So after her husband and sons and her children, her sons, died, who were reigning as the king, she caused her own family to be massacred. Do you want to do things to cause your family to die? And then let's talk about Jezebel. She was a wife and a mother too. But she had Naboth killed just so her husband could have his grapevine. Seriously. She corrupted her husband. She caused her whole family to be destroyed. Then you have another mother in the Bible who accidentally smothered her own child, but then was willing to have her friend's child killed. My goodness. Now, this other mother, oh, my goodness, she cooked and ate her own child. There's plenty of people out here cooking and eating their children in the spirit. You may not be doing these things to your children in the natural, but the things that you stated, you call them ugly, or you tell them their father, they remind you of their father, or this or that. You're eating them up. You're boiling them and eating them up. Because those words keep getting rehearsed in their minds and in their hearts over and over again. Mothers, understand that you are honorable. You're worthy of love. You're worthy of respect. Not only should your children respect you and honor you, but the community and your husband and everybody needs to respect and honor you. So although we can learn from bad mothers, let's please be mothers that repent and ask God to show us how to be that mother that could have a John the Baptist, that mother that could have a Timothy, or even a grandmother that could be the mother of a daughter that has a Timothy, or the mother of a daughter that saves a Moses, who someone can be setting out to kill them. Or that mother-in-law that could be such a great mother-in-law that when you return to your people, when you return to your God, your daughter-in-law wants to follow you. And these scriptures I'm going to share have already been, some of them shared, but I'm going to share them. Exodus 20 and 12, honor your father and your mother. Leviticus 19 and 3. Every one of you shall revere his mother and father. John 19:25-27. And standing by the cross of Jesus, his mother, and the sister of his mother, Mary, the wife of Clopas, Mary and Magdalene, Jesus therefore seeing his mother and the disciples from whom he loved, standing by, said to his mother, woman, behold thy son. And then he said to the disciples, behold thy mother. And from that hour, the disciple took her to his own home. So what does that mean? That means that Jesus, who was Mary's firstborn, felt responsible for the welfare of his own mother. He wanted to make sure that she had a place to live and food to eat in her widowhood. He wanted to make sure that John, who he loved, knew that I'm taking this commission seriously. I need you to look after my mother. And I want the whole world to know, from here until eternity, that I commissioned you the clear responsibility to take care of my mother in my absence on earth, but I'll still be with you. That while my mother is brokenhearted and weeping, while my mother is dealing with these earthly prejudices and stereotypes, because now people are going to be ignorant enough to think that she's the mother of a criminal. And even if she is, where is their love? But that instantly his mother was comforted in knowing that I have given you an earthly protector that's going to make sure that you have food, you have clothing, and that you are cared for. Because of the love, because of the obligation that Jesus felt that he had, he made sure that we know even today that he took care of his mother. 1 Timothy 5 and 8 says, if anyone does not provide for his relatives, and especially for his immediate family, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. I have a few more I want to read to you. Same scripture, Amplified Version. If anyone fails to provide for his own, and especially for those in his own family, he has denied the faith by disregarding its precepts, and worse than an unbeliever who fulfills his obligations in these matters. The Message Bible, verses 3-8 says, take care of widows who are destitute. If a widow has a family member to take care of her, let them learn that religion begins at their own doorstep and that they should pay back with gratitude some of what they have received. Ooh, that's powerful right there. This pleases God immensely, and you can tell a legitimate will by the way she has put all her hope in God. Ooh, this message version is blessing me. Praying to him constantly for the needs of others as well as her own. But a widow who exploits people's emotions and pocketbooks, well, there's nothing to her. Tell these things to the people so that they will do the right thing in their extended family. Extended family, yeah. Anyone who neglects to care for a family member in need the faith that's worse than refusing to believe in the first place. My God. And then the last one says, this is King James Version, but if any provide not for his own, and especially for those of his own house, he has denied the faith and is worse than an infidel. Now, many of you may say, really? That's deep. Well, just to close out the message, I want you to know what it means to be a well, we know that infidelity is that person that cheats in marriage. And a lot of times, unfortunately, we want to talk about the man, an infidel, but some women are too. And so an infidel is a person that does not believe in religion and who adheres to other religions. And a lot of times, they're the ones that do things to fulfill their flesh, but not fulfill the word of God or the call of God on that. So let's make sure that we remember our foundational scripture that says, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto us. So, mother, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. God wants to bless the mothers on today. God wants to bless the mothers every day. God wants to bless the mothers because the mothers produce the future. The mothers impact and influence the future. So let's impact and influence the future in a positive way. And let's remember that we're mothers to more than children that we birth or that we adopt. You're mothers to that neighbor's child. You're mothers to those children at church. You're mothers to that aunt and uncle type role that we play. So say that you're an aunt, and now you're taking care of that child, or you're helping out with that child, you're babysitting, or just when they see you, you tell them how beautiful they are. And now you're with this uncle who we know we had one of these uncles who's drinking and doing all types of things that are teaching the children wrong. It's okay if that uncle of theirs is your brother or your cousin or whoever, to let the children know, you know, uncle loves you, and I know this or that, but that behavior, it doesn't line up with the word, because the word talks about being sober. But it doesn't mean he doesn't love you, or even if it's an aunt that's doing the various things. You know, although God did save the harlot in the Bible, we're not supposed to dress like that. We're supposed to have a modest attire. As my mother used to say, as I give this tribute to her, let the man imagine what he's going to get. Don't just advertise it all. Don't show him all of your butt, all of your your breast. Don't give them everything. At least allow the man to use his imagination. So to Lula, to Sweetie, to Irene, to every mother that has had a great influence in our lives. Sylvia, thank you. Margot, thank you. Sheila, thank you. And now put your titles on it. Minister Margot, Minister Sylvia, Minister Sheila. Thank you for being natural, spiritual, and mother figures to the children and even to the adults. That's all I have. Turn it back to you, Minister Sheila. Oh, okay. Since I don't hear Minister Sheila, I take it as that she's busy. So let's take care of some of our announcements. So we know that this is the month of May, and so tomorrow is Monday for Iron Sharpening Iron, and it is the second Monday. So we have the awesome privilege of having Servant Pastor Troy as our speaker tomorrow. And if he is not going to be the speaker, if something comes up, Minister Sylvia will let us know, and she'll even let us know who's going to be his backup and things of that sort. And that will be at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time or 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then on Friday for Let's Talk, Minister Sylvia was our speaker last week, so then that means this week it could be and should be Prophet Antoine Thomas. And that's at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. But don't forget, Minister Sylvia will let you know. And then you have the awesome privilege of having Sundays. I thank God. It's really a privilege. I thank God for him allowing me to speak to his people. I mean, my God, the responsibility that he has placed on each and every one of us to teach, to preach, to do whatever, it's such a privilege. Many people jump into spots like this. But as you know, as Minister Sylvia has let many of you all know, many of us are background people. And so when God allows us to minister to you, we know that it's a heavy burden, but we're the first partakers of these messages. And so we thank God for that honor that he would count us worthy to speak to you and to even speak to ourselves and to pray for you. And so at this time, I'll open up the line for any of you that want to share. I know we went over a little for the mothers, so I truly apologize for that. So the lines are open.
Well, I've already spoken. This is Minister Margot. I'd just like to thank you, Apostle-elect, for all of those examples from the Word of God and letting us know that we do have a choice of what type of example we will be. Are we going to sow to the flesh or to the spirit? And I appreciate the examples that God has placed in my life, both good and bad, letting me know that mothers are important. And that whole concept of mothering is something that all women have an opportunity to do on some level. So I thank God for you and for his word going forth today. Be blessed of God.
Thank you, Mr. Margot. Anyone else would like to share?
Good morning again. I just want to thank God for blessing us all to see another Mother's Day, to see us another day of life, and to bless us through the life that we have had being a mother, and to bless us mothers for our children that we pray that we have raised through the eyes and the life of God, and to pray that our children, that he blessed us with, would only believe and knowing to believe that God is the way, no matter what the devil throws at them to make them think it's much better, it's more beautiful, it's more than God can do, but to let them realize that it's a trick. You know, it's like you have to think about it when it comes to the devil. It's a Halloween. He's going to trick you to make you think you're getting a treat, but it's going to be the worst treat you can ever receive, when all you need to do is pray and believe and hold your faith and truth and love in God, and that would be the best treat of life you can be blessed with. But I thank the Lord for letting all of us be here today and to bless us through our lives, our present, and the future that he holds for us, which will let us know that for each day that we live with the faith and the love and the life of God and the Son of Christ Jesus will only grow better, no matter what the devil trying to make you do or think is worse. But God has always the better hand for us, and we need to know it. And I just thank him for blessing us all to see another Mother's Day. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Sheila. Anyone else would like to share? Like I said, this is Mother's Day, so I'm not going to be that one that quickly shuts things down just because I went over, so forgive me. So anyone else? Okay. So happy Mother's Day to you all. And don't forget, as we all know, we all are types of mothers to somebody. So once again, our foundational scripture is Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So see you tomorrow for Iron Sharpening Iron with Pastor Servant Joy. Bye-bye.
Thank you.